I'm telling you, the anointing is changing. Amen. Some of you are like, I'm telling you, if you want change in your life, you need to step out. Amen. Some of you have been crying out to the Lord. Lord, change. But what I ask you today, what are you doing so for it to change? Oh. Oh. Come on now. I know some defeated Christian, and they're only like that because they want to be like that. Like Pastor Peggy said last week, oh, you hear them say, it is what it is. No, it says what the Word says it is. I don't care what they say. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And that's what it's all about. Do you guys attend Believers Victory Church? There's something about that name. Amen. I'm looking around. There's potential in this room. But some of you are allowing the enemy to keep your mouth shut. Some of you feel like you're not qualified. Yeah, you're right. But God has qualified us. Amen? But God. This morning we were praying before service. I had not spoke to Pastor Scott in a couple of days. Amen? And in prayer, I just decided to speak what I felt in my spirit. And I told the group as we were praying for the services, I said, man, I was in the book of Ephesians last night, chapter 2. And Pastor Scott said, Holy Spirit, I was reading the same thing. And I like verse number 4. Don't sit down on me. We ain't done. But it says, but God, who is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much. Verse number 5, that even though we were dead before, because of our sins, oh, I was a great sinner. Glory to God. Yes, I was. But God, that even though I was dead because of my sins, we need to make that personal. He gave his life for me, and he raised me from the dead. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated in heavenly places. Some of us need to shout. Amen. Amen. That's the God that we serve. Not a dead one, one that's alive. That when we say, I'm an overcomer, you better believe it. Amen. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Everything I touch will prosper. I'm the head and not the tail. My God promises that he is a household savior. Somebody needs to get a hold of that right now. Right now. Right now. Amen. But if you keep your mouth shut, God did not die, did not take that beat down that he took. The word of God says that he wasn't even recognized, that he didn't even look as a human being. But on the third day, on the third day, he said, devil, I'm going to give you some of this beat down, Father. And when he raised from the dead, we were risen from the dead. Amen. You got to get a hold of that. Get a hold of that, you know? I hate when I talk to people, Pastor, it is what the Word says it is. And if the Word says I'm healed, then I'm healed. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Glory to God. Too many Christians are defeated. No, not in this church. Not in this church. Glory to God. It's not by accident that 4 weeks ago, Pastor Peggy started this new series, Fresh Air. Oh, there's something about fresh air. Amen? And we've been talking about the Holy Ghost because we need the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I do not want to walk around this place without the guidance, the leading, the protection of the Holy Ghost. Oof. And I even got better news. It's a free gift. God is all about giving. Giving. Oh, glory to God. That's why every time we sing that song, that should be our heart cry. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. The last couple of weeks, I've just been reading about the goodness of God. Because the enemy's always going to come to try to kill, steal, and destroy. But at the end, the book says, we win. Do I got some winners in this place with me? Come on now. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Father, that even when we were at our worst, you still loved us. Holy Ghost, I welcome you in this place tonight. Have your way, have your way, have your way. I thank you, Holy Ghost, that you will do what needs to get done in this place today. Oh, somebody just needs to shout. Shout for joy. Just shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout. Glory to God. I know the NFL season starting today. Some of you are going to shout even better than that. And I'm going to stand up here for the Dolphins. But come on now. We serve a risen God. I encourage you, get into the book of Ephesians and see the goodness of God. And invite him and say, Holy Ghost, like I shared in first service, I always say, where are we going today? I thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you're doing. You're working behind the scenes. Oh, there's freedom in this place. I thank you for the freedom that we can come to worship you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before you sit down, say hi to your neighbor. Say, I'm so happy to see you today. Stay close. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. We can turn off the lights, not too bright. God's doing things. Amen. Glory to God. Most of you got tablets anyway, so you got. That's good. That's perfect. Welcome. Glory to God. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, or what is it, mid-brunch, whatever time is it. God is good. Amen. Amen. God is so good. I thank God. I always remind myself that even when I was at my worst, he still loved me. Oh, glory to God. Pastor Peggy's out on a family function in Virginia. In first service, I said Indiana. Well, that's where you guys are from, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's all right. Nah. She's in Virginia. Her nephew got married, so she's out of town for a couple of days. Thank God we have such a great team that church continues. Amen? And it's not about us. It's the Holy Ghost working through us. How many brought their Bibles today, their tablets? Glory, we're going to get into the Word. God's going to do some things. Amen? Glory to God. Crank that AC, please. Es el fuego de Dios. Glory to God. We're going to continue our series that Pastor Peggy started 4 weeks ago. It's called Fresh Air. Amen. Fresh air. How many likes a dose of fresh air? You know, it's just something when you walk into a place and you're, That's the way we should be, have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. Just a dose of fresh air. Amen. I'm going to do a little recap, and then I'm going to try to tie everything in together. You guys with me? Glory to God. Oh, glory. I'm selling another book. Nah. I encourage you, as a staff, we have read this book. We're going to be talking about a little bit how you can be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Like I shared earlier, we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many of us, many people don't, they talk about the Holy Ghost and they'll stop right there. I know some great people, friends of mine, they love Jesus. But when you start into that conversation about the Holy Ghost, you know what? Let's leave it right there. Oh, but like I said in first service, you know, anybody here has a car or a truck with turbo? Turbocharge? All these young guys here, and nobody has a high-powered vehicle. You got, Josh, put your hand down. It's got a what? Stage 3 turbo? I want to ride. That's what the Holy Ghost is all about. It's a power. It's a charge. It's a jolt. And what's the sense of having turbo in your car if you never use it? Right, Josh? Don't go get a speeding ticket. Say, well, Pastor Angel said I need to use turbo. Don't bring me the ticket. It's yours. Amen? But that's the same thing with the Holy Ghost. Our scripture for the last couple of weeks, John chapter 6. I got something hanging on right there. Jeez. I'm trying to keep what I got left and keeps. Thank you. It's all right. It's all right. John chapter 6, verse number 7. Let's turn there. You can follow us on the Bible app. Go to the Bible app. You go on live search, event. And John 16, 7. I'm reading from the Amplified Version because I want us to really understand it. This is Jesus speaking. You guys there with me? John chapter 16, verse number 7, from the Amplified, it says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away." That's a good thing right there. When Jesus is telling you, let me tell you something, it's your advantage for me to go. But thank God that he just didn't stop there. Amen. It says, "That I go away. For if I do not go away," right there is a brief description of what who the Holy Ghost is. He is our helper. Anybody in here need some help? Outreach, come on now. Amen. He is our comforter. Oh, that's good right there. Some of us are dealing with stuff in our lives. We need to be comforted. Amen. He is our advocate or an intercessor. That means he's standing in the gap for us, encouraging us. Come on, you can do it. Come on now. Come on now. Greater is he than he that's in the world than you. Come on. That's what he's doing. Standing in the gap for us. He's our counselor. Many people don't like to hear that. No. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need the Holy. I'm good. You know why? Because many people don't want to know the truth. Many people don't like to get corrected. And sometimes we need to hear the truth. It hurts. As long as we do it in love. He's our strengthener. He stands by us. Will not come to you. I'll continue reading. "I will send them the Holy Spirit," we're talking about, "to you." And I like the way this portion of scripture ends. To be in close fellowship with you. Are you hearing me this morning? That's how we should be with the Holy Spirit, in a close relationship. Pastor Peggy has challenges the last couple of weeks. What was it? Fall in love with Jesus. Get familiar with the Holy Ghost. Fall in love with the Holy Ghost. Get comfortable. Why? Because we need him. I know some of you already checked out, but I got something for you. Amen. As I was doing my research, the new 90 references pertaining to the Holy Spirit. 90 over. I think the Word of God is trying to tell us something. When something is being constantly reminded of references, scriptures talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. I shared last week at the end of second service, you guys heard my testimony. I thank God that I have trained my spirit man to be led by the Spirit of God. And I'll share it. And every time I think about it, I thank God for his goodness. I was parked somewhere where I park every morning right before work. And just like that, the Spirit of God says, move your truck. I moved my truck across the street. About a minute later, some guys that were running from the cops ran the traffic signal and ran right through where I would have been parked, jumped the curb, ran into the fence and into the front of someone's house. Thank God. Amen? That's what the Holy Ghost does. But if you don't spend time, how are you going to know someone if you don't spend time with that person? I'm not teaching you guys anything you guys have not heard. That's why this series has been called Fresh Air. Because sometimes we get comfortable. It's like a knife. If you don't use a knife too much, it starts getting dull. But the Word of God says that iron sharpens iron. Oh, amen? So we need it. And I'll do a little recap. And who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. And if you continue, if you study the life of Jesus or in the New Testament, it said the New Testament details of a close relationship between the Holy Spirit and Jesus during his earthly life and ministry. Yes, and I'll show you. Some people say, oh, Jesus didn't need the Holy Spirit. Well, they're three in one. They work together. If you study the Gospels, it states, listen to this, that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. I'll give you a couple of more. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus as a dove during his baptism. You guys seen the movie, right? Come on now. We all seen it. And then after the Last Supper, Jesus promised, we just read it, to send the Holy Spirit to his disciples after his departure. But you can see right there, Jesus had a relationship. And like I shared in first service, how much more us as human beings need the Holy Spirit. If Jesus had a relationship with him, and the New Testament has references of over 90 times that it talks about the Holy Spirit, I think God is trying to tell us something. And then we read a verse, it is to your advantage. Oh, Lord. Come on now. I like advantages. I like the favor of God working in my life. You know, only me? Thank you, Pastor Steve. Come on now. There's something. There's something about the Holy Ghost. When you're filled with the Word of God, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, some of you are saying, okay, so what? I'm going to tell you so what. Things are going to change. You start walking differently. You start talking differently. And the power comes on you like a boldness like never before. Come on now. It's like a jolt, like a supercharge. That's why every morning I say, Holy Ghost, where are we going this morning? My kids do not like to go to Publix with me. Because if I felt it, if God says, And only I don't beat nobody over the head. Repent, you're going to go to hell. No. I invite them to church. I wear my I love my church shirt. Make sure if you wear that shirt, be on your best behavior, please. The name of the church is on the back. That's just, you like that? That's, come on now. I seen some of you outside of church now. Nah. But come on now, you know what I'm saying? There's something about that Holy Ghost. And I shared in first service, Pastor, I talked about you, you all right? Was your ears ringing? You'll be all right. But I remember when I came back to the Lord, started playing drums. Pastor Norm had, that must have been God. Told me, you're the full-time drummer. This brother here is from God. And I got involved in playing drums. There is drums back there, if you guys are not aware. And we went to the last men's event, men's meeting in Ocala. I love Jesus. I was coming here. I was already serving, but there was something about, I'm not messing with that Holy Ghost thing yet. And let me tell you, raised in church, I seen God do stuff as a little kid. People walk out of wheelchairs, people being healed instantly like that. So I know that there was power in the Holy Ghost. I knew that God was real, but I wasn't ready to mess with it. I was like, I'm all right. And let me tell you, on that last night of that men's event, I'm pretty sure Pastor Norm remembers, Pastor Tim Gilligan said, I feel that there's people in here that need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. You would think I jumped out of my chair. No, I sunk even deeper. I went, oh, man. God, no, not in front of all these people. Pastor Norm is here and Pastor Steve, no. But I knew that if I wanted to take my walk with the Lord to another level, I was in need of that power. And I stepped out. Tim Gilligan said, I know you probably remember, if you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, raise your hand right in your seat. And those around you will lay hands on you. I'm like, oh my God, the people that I came with? No. So you're not making this an easy on me. And I remember, I took that bold step. I am ready. Pastor Norm and Pastor Steve looked over at me. Pastor Norm said, you ain't never been baptized with the Holy Spirit? I said, Pastor Norm, everybody's looking at me. Just make it quick. And I tell you, from that day forward, I was never the same. You remember that? Amen. Was it weird? Yes. But I tell you, the more I got to know him, the easier it became for me to walk with him. To follow him, that's a big one. Because as human beings, we like people to follow us. And many of us, I'm going to step on some toes, but it'll be good for you. We say that we're followers of Christ, but we're not really following nobody. We want to lead. No, 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 no. The Word of God, we are believers. We follow Christ. So what that means, Christ is ahead of us. We follow him. Oh, that's good right there. Come on, man. And that's what happens many times. I've been there, so I'm not talking just because I'm talking. Amen? I've been there. Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. But then I want this done. I want it like this. Let's do like this. Let's do like this. Let's do like this. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. No. Because the Word of God says in Psalm 32, verse number 8, that he will lead me in the best pathway for my life. So why am I going to do the leading? But the Word says that he's going to lead me. Come on now. Amen? Amen? We need to be followers. We need to be doers of the Word. Yes, I know many churches, you know, and they're doing great things. There's churches all over the world doing things for Christ. But many churches, there's no manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And that's okay. People are getting saved. Oh, man, but there's that that bonus. You know, when you're waiting for that Christmas bonus and you know and you want it, that's the way we should be, you know. I've never, ever, as long as I live on this earth, never want to be walking my own crazy way. Amen? Amen? And what are the works of the Spirit of God? Well, we got to get rolling. It's all right. We'll have lunch a little late today. You'll be a good for you. Come on now. Come on, yeah. Come on now. What are the works of, or the purpose of the Holy Spirit? There's many, but I just felt led to talk about three of them. Number one, he guides us into the truth. Many people right there, they check out. Why? Because they don't want to know the truth. People don't like to be corrected. This is the way I've always been. This is the way my parents raised me. This is the way my grandmother told me to follow Christ. No, the Word of God tells you how to follow Christ, how to be a follower, how to be led by the Spirit. Yes, they meant well. But no, I want the full benefits of what the Word says. John chapter 16, verse number 13. I'm reading out of the NIV. But when he's talking about the Spirit, he, the Spirit of truth comes. Here we go. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Ha ha, glory to God. And it's tough. People don't like to hear the truth. No, no. But that's what we need. The Word of God says, and you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Number two, the Holy Spirit will lead us. Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. That's good. I'm telling you, get that book. We got plenty of stuff. If we'll get it to you. There's a book that Pastor Steve gives out, White Tongues. We'll give it to you. We even got Spanish ones. We'll give it to you. Because I'm telling you, the enemy has kept us, many of us, quiet for too long. Because he knows. He knows if we just know how to be led by the Spirit. Oh, man. Number three. He will strengthen us. I don't know about you, but I need strengthened every day. Dealing with work. I'll stop right there. Hello, baby. I love you. Amen? Being married for 27 years, it is the Holy Ghost. Amen? Come on now. I joke about it, but I thank God. I thank God. That when we made that decision to follow the Lord, my Lord, it's been great. It's been a journey. And I thank God that his word says that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, he's right there with us. Amen. But some of you are going to shout. Come on. Some of you are going to watch football today. And I know you're not going to this bored. You know, I'm preaching the truth right here. And that's what we need. Amen? Come on now. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. I encourage you to read the book of Acts. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's what I said earlier. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you receive power. And I'm telling you, you will walk different. You will talk differently. You will do things that in your own natural being, you will do. Oh, I've spoken to people that if it was me, no way, I ain't talking to that dude. You're out of your mind. But when you're led by the Spirit of God, and people know, people should, here we go now. People should know that you are a follower of Christ. If that inner circle that you're hanging around with has no idea that you are a Jesus freak, oh boy. If you want the people that you surround yourself with not know that you are a Jesus freak, that you carry a Bible, and that you even pray in the Spirit, get yourself checked out. Amen. That's why many of us have been defeated in the past. Amen. But when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it don't matter what people say. I don't care what they say about me. I'm going to preach the gospel. And if you don't like it, Jesus still loves you. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Because the devil has had too many of us with our mouth shut. And yes, there is a balance. Don't misunderstand me. Don't go into work tomorrow and start handing out tracts and then get written up and then on Wednesday you want to have a meeting with me. Come on now. Be led by the Spirit of God. There should be a balance. Amen. A simple invite. I was sharing in first service, a buddy of mine that works, who used to work with me, but he still comes. I switch companies. He comes here with his mother. And it was a simple invite. And I spoke to his mother the other day. She said, I thank God that he brought you into my son's life. Not me. Trust me. Oh. But the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. That's why every morning, I encourage you, every morning, get into the habit. Say, Holy Ghost, where are you taking me today? Where are you taking me today? Amen. A simple invite. Sometimes people just need to say, hey, you need to hear, hey, Jesus loves you. You'd be surprised how many smiles I put on people's face. The other day I told somebody, you know what? You have yourself a blessed day. And the young lady told me, you're a man of God. And I said, why you say that? She said, because many people don't use the word bless. We are a society that we don't like to build people up. We like to tear people down. But when you're filled with the Word of God, you got compassion. Because trust me, I was on the other side. And I was good at it, right, babe? Yeah. I was going to split it. And I'm not proud of it. I'm proud of what he has done in my life. Because I was going to split hell wide open. I had a first class ticket. And some of you were there with me. Hey, don't laugh at me. I partied with some of y'all. But God. Amen.
Oh. Hallelujah. Thank God.
There's something about the goodness of God. There's something about that Holy Ghost. Amen. And I can remember, and I'll talk about him. I know he don't like me to talk about him. My dad is in the back. But I'm standing here preaching the gospel because of parents that took the time, grandparents that took the time when I was at my worst. Many times I walked home at the wee hours of the morning and I can hear my father standing in the gap for me. Amen? Why? Because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He didn't care what people said about him. And I'm pretty sure he heard. People would tell me, that son of yours, he's crazy. But here I am. I am preaching the gospel because there's still people that know the truth and will not turn away from the truth. And how do we receive the Holy Spirit? I'm not teaching you anything you guys haven't heard before. Pretty simple. Number one, we must repent and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Somebody's probably saying, hey, I know that. Really? I'm going to show you. Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. You want to get to know the Holy Ghost? Get into the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. It says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I like gifts. Christmas is coming up. I like gifts. My birthday is January 29th. I like gifts. Number two, ask for it. I said, but wait a minute. Yeah, there's certain things we need to do. Luke chapter 11, verse number 13. If you study the whole chapter 11 of Luke, God talks about asking, but Bible scholars, and if you research it, it talks about the Holy Spirit, the giving of the Holy Spirit. It says, if you then, through you, though you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen? So we have to ask for it. And then number three, I put this one in last night. I kind of changed it because I just felt led. It says, we must be willing to be led by the Spirit of God. Because why are you going to ask for something and then you're never going to use it?
That's right.
You got to want it. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I don't know about you, but my flesh does not like to praise God. My flesh wants to do everything totally what the Word of God said. But when you train yourself, you build up that spirit, man, it's a lot easier to say, flesh, no! I am going to church today. I'm going to worship God today. But you have to make that determination. Is it easy? No. But the more comfortable you become with the Holy Spirit, the more time you spend with him, it comes a point in your time that it just comes natural. You hear that small, still voice, and you just follow it. And I like verse number 25 in Galatians chapter 5. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Not ahead. It says, let be in step with the Spirit. The Spirit of God tells us, go to the left, you go to the left. I know when I've decided to be a knucklehead and say, nah, I'm going to do it my way, it's as always backfire. God's grace and mercy is there, but it's a whole lot easier when you say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Amen. And I'm going to leave you with this. When we allow or submit totally to the Holy Spirit and we follow, not lead, his leading, there is nothing that can stop us from walking out God's plan for your life. It's either you're all in or you're all out. It's Ben here. Can someone get Ben for me? Can we dim these lights, please? So how do you receive the Holy Spirit? You repent. You ask, and I guarantee, and you must be willing to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Glory to God. Do you guys get something this morning? Yes. Glory to God. Everybody just close your eyes.